it's Ken Moore with the Ken Moore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are things going?
You recovered from the Home and Garden Show?
We did. It was, you know, I was going to speak about that. You beat me to it in our script here. But, you know, as I was going over things to talk about today, we did recover. And what a great show. I mean, just a phenomenal show. The numbers were up. It was great having everybody on last week and then going down there and experiencing it some more. I did get caught up in that theater room with some amazing sound there.
Well, I heard that they were dragging somebody kicking and screaming out of there, and now I know.
Yeah, now you know who it was. I mean, there was everything from flagpole vendors, you know, to install flagpoles at your house to, you know, cooking stuff, and then
very
we had
cool.
All of our local vendors there. The landscapers, you know, they just went above and beyond, it seemed like, this year. I mean, anytime you've got the pool, you know, Brent at Premier there had done, anytime you've got the water fountain flowing into the pool and then fire coming out of the water, you know, that's pretty impressive. So it was very good. Some great displays there, and Heritage, I think, moved mountains. I mean, when you looked at, they built a mountain in there. So it was, yeah, just a phenomenal show with great numbers. And thanks to everybody that helps to put that together, and thanks to the listeners that came out. All of our vendors that were on said numerous of the listeners stopped by and said they'd heard them on the show. So a success all the way around. We also have with us our familiar fixture and the man with the money for the home loans, holding the keys to many of these transactions, Mr. Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo. Mike, how are you?
Great. Thanks, Lance.
Now, Mike, I think, I'm not going to let this go. I think before we get to our housing news story, I think that we saw you in the news this week. If I'm not mistaken, there was some article about an award you were accepting. What's that all about?
Well, Waterfall has received an excellence award for the hydroplane series races, and we were in Seattle this weekend and accepted that award on behalf of Waterfall. I've been involved with the boat races here for years now, and it's just a fun thing to give back with, you know, some time to the signature event of the Tri-Cities, you know, get 60,000-70,000 people down there. It's pretty big deal the last weekend in July.
Well, fabulous. Well, congratulations on your volunteering for that, and then on top of that, winning an excellence award. So
yeah, there was a lot of the participants, drivers, and owners that came by afterwards and said, yeah, absolutely, you guys have the best race and put on the best race. So
best course, too.
Well, best course as well, but, I mean, of our volunteers are basically the best on the series. That's what it comes down to.
That is fabulous. And, I mean, you guys do put on an amazing event, and that just kind of speaks to the heart of the Tri-Cities and the people that are helping make that happen. So congratulations, and nice work in there. And I was just shocked. I was reading the paper, and there you were.
I mean, he gets the golden microphone this week. Wow.
So it was very, very good. Well, we have to lead off with our celebrity home of the week. In case you were just had an affinity for Pink, the ex Mary Kay Mansion is back for sale on Dallas, Texas. And yes, McKay, it is Pink. Back when Mary Kay used to own it was sold in 2000, but it's back on the market now. And complete with, it would not be a Mary Kay house without the master bath having a pink quartz toilet and tub. So, in case you were wondering.
You know, there's a lot of ways I could go with that, a pink toilet, but I'm not going
to. Good, good. Just in case you were wondering what $3 million could buy you in Dallas, Texas, that is definitely one of the items.
One of Jerry Jones' hair plugs.
Another national story that is just fabulous we had here for us. Finally, when we go to the national news, a lot of times it's not the greatest that we've been hearing for a while, but Reuters was reporting this week that contracts to purchase existing homes in January were near a two-year high. So existing home inventory, used inventory, near a two-year high. On top of that, the National Association of Realtors Pending Home Sales Index was up 2%, which is the highest level they've seen since April of 2010. So usually we've heard down, 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 negative, negative. There's actually a little bit of light from in the national housing market. So good for our country and good for housing, and we like to see that. Also, a lot going on this week around Tri-Cities in real estate-wise, and a lot happening. They've broken ground again. It seems like we're always talking about new developments, but Southridge, once again, major developments continuing out there at Southridge Development in Kennewick. They've broken ground on a 232-unit apartment complex. That's a $24 million complex being built by the Inland Group out of Spokane. And so another 232 units. And, I mean, anytime you're putting in $24 million project into our community, it is just a great sign of the things that are happening. Another thing to note is more than likely it's about to get more expensive to buy new homes in Pasco. There's been a lot of debate the last couple months, but it looks like on Monday – looks like the Pasco City Council is going to vote on what are essentially impact fees for the construction of new homes to accommodate new students and the overcrowding of the school. Mm-hmm. They've had such tremendous growth there, and they filled all of those new schools to a point where they're needing to figure out how to pay for that. There's been a ton of debate about this, but basically what it'll amount to is about a $4,500 fee due on new homes constructed in the city of Pasco moving forward.
Now, what's that? Is that going to put a damper on it, or
that's what the debate has been between realtors and school officials and developers. And one of the things that is argued along the way a lot is that that is an amount that's going to be passed on to a consumer. It's highly unlikely with the margins they're dealing with and stuff that a builder is going to eat that $4,500.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably going to see the house prices start to creep up there to cover that. So you'll see some of those base prices on some of those base models have to go up to make up for that.
So instead of $120,000, you'd be looking at about $125,000.
About $124,000, $125,000. And then a lot of times what was happening is, you know, we've talked about entry-level homes that really impacting first-time home buyers, sometimes mm-hmm. needing closing costs contributed to them. You know, that's roughly the amount that a builder sometimes would have to contribute to a closing cost for a new buyer. With that being eaten up by that fee, potentially they might not be able to. So there is that feeling that that could kind of shift the dynamics of what's going on over there. So it'd be interesting to watch. It's not in stone, but it seems to be moving in that direction, and we'll see how that vote goes. And we'll probably be talking about that after that vote on Monday. So interesting real estate stuff going on. It's spring, the market's heating up, and there's just a lot of great things going on in the community. Changes and just a lot talking about real estate. So one of the things we're talking about right now is really here we are, March. We've had just a blockbuster start to the year, and we've talked about a lot of what you can do. How can you really power list homes in the spring market? There are people right now that have waited for spring. They need a quick sale. They're relocating. And what can you do to really position your listing to be one of the best ones out there? One of the things we had last week is we're kind of in a time of year and in a market where multiple offers are not unheard of. You know, there for a while, you know, we had a pretty decent supply and we had that going on. But we've had three different properties in the last 2 weeks that have all had multiple offers, one of them having four offers on it in the same day. So that type of stuff does exist. And a lot of times people ask us, how does that happen? You know, how does that happen in a real estate market that we're in now? How does a house sell for more than what its list price was? And what makes that possible? So a lot of times kind of what the show is kind of focused on is we're in those special situations where people want to sell in a month or they want to sell in a month and a half, you know. What can we do to really beef up the listing and do kind of a power listing way? The first thing that I always tell people is even though you're a seller, you have to become a buyer. What's going to make the difference? Well, I'll tell you what. You need to go with a non-emotional approach and pretend like you had X amount of dollars to spend So say you're looking at houses that are priced around 150. And what we need to do is we need to go look with you at five or six homes that are going to be 140 to 160, a little bit above and a little bit below. And then go see, not looking through jaded glasses of you having lived in that house for 10 mm-hmm. years, but looking out there as a buyer, let's go look at five or six of those. Which one is going to be picked? And that's a powerful experience. A lot of times people don't get out of their house. I mean, you don't necessarily get an opportunity in your daily life to go into, you know, eight comparable homes like yours. And so you don't, a lot of times you don't really have that perspective to know what exists. So one of the things you can do to really become realistic about it is two or three of those five or six houses and then sit down and decide if you were doing it over again, which one of those would you buy?
Would you have bought your own house?
Which one? And that is the key, McKay. That is a great, great question. Yeah, now in this market with what we know now and what we've just looked at, where would you start now and where would you be at? So, you know, is there one of those four or five that has a fourth bedroom? Is there one that has a brand new hot tub that they're throwing in? You know, is there one that has a brand new roof? And by doing that, you really come to the point of, okay, we have to price our house similar to those other homes and offer more features and benefits. So we have to be about the same price, but offer more features and benefits. And it really seems like oversimplifying the process, but that's really what it boils down to. And that is kind of a power listing move that lets you decide consciously, I'm going to be the number one house in that market that we're in.
Yeah, and it forces people to honestly look at their home and realize, because everybody thinks their home is perfect.
Right.
Maybe it's not.
Right.
Maybe you need to change some things.
It is, and so it gives very, very good perspective. It's one of the best things we can do starting out in that process. And, I mean, there's a lot of other things we can do condition-wise, but this is really the beginning, this comparable search to what's going to position you as number one or two is a huge thing. We're doing it every day right now as we're evaluating listings with folks and going through this with our existing sellers. And it's a powerful process. It is our harvest time right now. I mean, this is the spring market, and this is when a lot of buyers are making decisions. So we're out there doing this every day. And just having a great time with it. There's some amazing property coming on. We've sold a lot of amazing property in the last 2 weeks, and we're really excited about that. When we come back on the break, we're going to talk about more moves we can do in a power listing situation and also talk a little bit about what's going on with mortgages with Mr. Mike Denslow.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about what we call some power moves for listing your home in the spring market. Just a couple of those nuances that you can make changes with and do to really kind of set yourself apart in a spring market that is potentially could get crowded up with homes. There's more homes on the market, more competition, and so you're really going to need to stand out. We're talking about some tips on how to do that because this is a big month for people putting their homes on the market. And so we're really kind of going over those tips. We talked a little bit about becoming a buyer yourself and taking an honest evaluation of what's out there with a third party like a real estate agent or somebody helping you look at that. So, Mike, but it comes down to a point where those buyers or those sellers that are buying something else, they're going to need a mortgage and they're going to come talk to you.
Well, that's the plan, Lance. Thanks. You know, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, obviously, got a lot of brand recognition there, been around since 1855. Trusted partner, I would say. And you were talking about listing your home and all those other things, and that's exactly what I was thinking about. Those people need a place to go. But I have a question for you. So you've got a listing, and somebody comes and puts in an offer, and it doesn't come with a pre-approval letter. What do you think?
Oh, man, that's so funny because we didn't even talk about this off the air, but I had this happen earlier this week, and I tell you what I think, what's the problem or what's going on? I immediately have a red flag. My sellers and I, we don't, I actually feel bad for the people that the offer got presented for, the buyers, because it's weak. And so, you know, I mean, I'm excited. When I'm representing my seller and I don't see that pre-approval letter, we're going to hound them about it.
Well, you kind of wonder, where are you getting the money from?
Well, that's exactly right. And why aren't they pre-approved? You know, so it immediately puts up a red flag, and we're trying to figure out if this is even a serious offer.
Yeah, and so that goes back to, if they're serious, then it's never too early to get pre-approved. If you're staging your home, you're talking to, you know, about listing your home, you're getting your home ready to sell, go right in line with that is coming in, giving me a call and running the scenario through and saying, hey, you want to sell your house, you want to buy another house? There's nothing. I mean, it's free, so why not do it? You know, call, come in, but we can do things over the phone, or you can come in and sit down. I personally think it's a great experience to come in and say, okay, you think you're going to be able to sell your house for X, you're going to net Y, you're going to put that down on the next house. This is roughly where interest rates are at today. This is what your costs are going to be. This is what your new payment looks like.
Exactly.
And that is, you know, invaluable to peace of mind, because if you're doing all these things and you don't know, you think you know, but you don't know for sure what those numbers are going to be. I had a gentleman in my office the other day and went through numerous scenarios. Okay, what if we went FHA? What if we put 10% down? What if we went conventional, put 20% down? I mean, it makes a better decision being made because you have more options to consider. So I just think I can't stress it enough that you need to, obviously, if you've worked with somebody, give them a call. You want to check my numbers, give me a call. It's just something that is just as important as staging your house to sell.
Well, and it could potentially, when you're negotiating, not only does it make the seller feel more comfortable, it could end up costing you $3,000 or $4,000, because what happens a lot of times is if for instance, we get a pre-approval letter from Mike that is worded with the way Wells Fargo sometimes does them, is like as a priority buyer, meaning you've reviewed their credit, you've reviewed their income. When we get that, if we are in a tight situation, or we are a seller that is in, like I talked about, a power listing situation, we know we've got a priority buyer. They've been pre-approved. They want to close in 30 days, and we're confident that they can do that because of that. Are we going to counteroffer to get an extra $3,000? Maybe they've asked for $3,000 towards their closing costs. Are we going to counteroffer that and risk losing that buyer, or should we just accept this well-qualified buyer and go on? If it doesn't have a pre-approval letter, sometimes we might even feel like we have nothing to lose. We don't even know if it's a legitimate buyer anyway. So we'll counteroffer a little higher and give them a couple days to get the pre-approval letter, maybe, is one option, versus where a seller might just say, look, you know, this is the best qualified buyer we've seen. Let's go ahead and accept the offer. So from a buyer standpoint, on top of, you know, maybe not wanting to go through those steps, those phone calls and an hour or two meeting with you could actually, that could be, you know, a $2,000 or $3,000 meeting. And so from that standpoint, really encourage people to go ahead and do it, and it will help. Also, you won't lose in a market where $150,000, $160,000 homes are flying off the market, and a competitive category like that. Once you do find the house you like priced in that category, you're going to want to move on it.
Yeah, and so that it goes back to peace of mind. I mean, personally, I like the transactions when we get to the end and the people are like, wow, you know, that I really expected it to be tougher, but it wasn't that bad. And I think explaining things throughout the process, keeping communication with clients, peace of mind, just keeps stress out of the whole transaction is obviously preferred for everyone involved. That leads me to a second quick topic is new construction. There still is a lot of homes being built, by builders all over the Tri-Cities. And first in new construction is Wells Fargo. And we have some extended lock products I won't try to explain in the short amount of time I have here. But basically, there's, you know, you can do extended locks. They're relatively inexpensive. Give me a call and, you know, we can chat about those kind of things. Again, going back to peace of mind. If you can't sleep at night not knowing your rate's going to be at the end, then we need to talk. I mean, they have to build the house. Most locks are in the 30 to 60 day range. Our locks are 60 days. But 60 days isn't enough to build a house. So another part of the pre-approval process is going over those options. Again, more options, better decisions, more educated buyers, happier clients. I mean, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely want the happy clients. I know we've done quite a few mortgages over the years with Wells Fargo, and we really are a believer not only in you personally, but also the product. And I can speak from that because I have them myself. So,
well, it's funny, but when they say how many products we have, and we have the tagline is the most extensive products lines in the industry. It's way more than anyone could ever master. I mean, it's just the resources that are available are just unbelievable. So, yeah, I'm going to keep saying, give me a call. Let's talk about getting pre-approved. We talked about refinancing a lot, you know, but if people are out there looking to buy, pre-approval process, free, easy, let's start talking.
Well, that sounds great, Mike, and I know you're constantly updating and educating yourself on that. I know you're headed to a big conference, so I'm going to grill you next week on what you learned at that conference to make sure you learned something. And, yeah, we're just excited to hear about that. And, once again, thanks again for all the pre-approvals you did for us last week and getting in and helping us out with those buyers.
Yeah, no problem. Let me just say a couple more things. We're located at 3311 West Clearwater in Kennewick, right next to the Department of Licensing. My direct line, 736-2621, cell phone, 531-9507. And as always, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again, Mike. And as part of that, once again, we're talking about what can be done to really spruce up the homes in your listing. What are some of the big listing moves that you can make right now in the spring market? Another one of those big moves you can make is making sure that we're well displayed in the MLS, and that's the multiple listing service that agents cooperate with. When you look at over 500 real estate agents in the Tri-Cities, you look at how much we cooperate on transactions back and forth. You want to make sure that the information is getting out to those agents in the best possible means you can, that they have easy access to as much information about the property as they can, what the irrigation assessments are, what the homeowner's dues are, what the current taxes are, giving those agents the tools to sell that to their clients and their buyers that are looking is huge. In fact, it is, you know, after we talk about price, the cooperation with the MLS there is the number two reason that we really need to be on the lookout in the MLS. And then paying those agents a fair compensation for bringing a buyer. They're working with 3, 4, 5, 7 buyers at a time. And it is very likely when we get a house listed and on the market that one of those other agents in town has a potential buyer for your house, and let's get the information to them at a very competitive price so they're encouraged to show your house over other houses on the market. And so that makes a huge, huge difference. Once we've done that, we've hit those power listing moves, we've got the agents, the clients, and the websites covered. It comes time to really make sure this time of year, more than ever, as things are starting to get cleaned up, the weather's going to be a little better, more than ever now, the next couple months, condition is huge. Condition is just, it's either a blessing or it's going to kill your deal. And there are going to be houses out there. When I talk about we're going to look at 5 or 6 houses, there is going to be houses out there that are perfect, that their curb appeal, their lawn is trimmed, it's fertilized, it's greened up, there are fresh flowers in the front, and you do not want to compete against those houses. You want to be that house. So even if you don't keep your house like that regularly, when it comes time to have it on the market, we need to have it ready. So I kind of put out down kind of some of the basics that you want to have done to make sure you're ready. Biggest one, number one, is decluttering paperwork. That's the biggest killer. The fronts of refrigerators, desks where you pay bills, you've got to have some sort of grab bag where you can stash everything away, put it in a closet for showings. It needs to look clean and neat. Otherwise, people are going to take it as an indication of how the rest of the house has been left. Mm. So that is a huge one. Number two, in the honor of kind of decluttering and getting stuff out, is making sure the kitchen counters are clear. That's another big thing, that all the dishes are cleaned, put away, that the counters are clear, that everything has been removed so that the kitchen looks as big as possible. That is a room of a lot of focus where a lot of people spend a lot of time, and it needs to look as good as possible. Really good. The next biggest one is really just, it's crazy. It seems simple, but we don't see it all the time, is cleaning and vacuuming the carpets and floors. That is the huge. When you walk into some of the homes people are going to be looking at are new construction homes. They're always going to be comparing a resale versus new construction. You know, what can I get in those areas? Those new construction homes, those model homes are going to be, you know, all freshly vacuumed, carpet, newer carpet, carpets cleaned. And you have to at least be in the running with those to be a consideration.
Yeah, the big coffee stain isn't going to help.
Yes, that is not going to help when it comes time to sell. Another thing too is sprucing up furniture. You know, definitely making sure that you've gotten rid of the unnecessaries, you've gotten rid of all the knickknacks, and kind of gotten down to your basic furniture. You know, just staged so there's not too much to make a room look somewhat lived in, but not overcrowded. So that is the biggest thing too, is just sprucing up that furniture. And if it gets to a point where a house is completely empty or you needed some staging, there's actually companies in town where you can rent furniture to put into a house, and we've done that before when we needed to. Another big thing is just making sure that you have banished Fido. Fido, I'm sorry, has to leave the house during the showings. You know, it really just makes a big difference. You know, not everybody is going to love Fido as much as you do. And it's a very personal item that if it is left inside a home, once again, makes that house not feel like your house. When you're walking through with a buyer, you want your buyer to envision that is their house. And so if your dog's running around, yapping around, and, you know, causing trouble during the showings, it's going to be a problem. So the best case that we tell all of our sellers is they usually plan ahead for those showings, and they usually take their pets with them. You know, they run to the park with them or whatever the case may be. But making sure that you have that easeability of showing, and that's part of kind of that cleanliness and having that power listing ready to go. McKay, I know you're killing me here. You're saying we're out of time. And I still had like six more to go. We've got some more spring coming. I hit the majors, and we can touch up on the rest of those next week. We've got a great lineup coming for March. I'm really excited. We're going to get some guest speakers in here, and next week's going to be a great show also. So we're just really excited about the spring market, how busy it's been, and then these news stories that we're seeing, kind of the growth and the indication of the activity in Tri-Cities. Great time to be in Tri-Cities, great time to be in real estate, and with Mike keeping those interest rates low for us, you know, I know that's all you. it's a great time to look at getting a mortgage, and if you haven't refinanced in a while, you might look at that also. So you know where to find us, kenmoreteam.com. You can link to both Mike and myself, and also get a hold of us on the cell phone. We'll be out showing property today.
And remember, too, the rest of the tips, you're going to have all this stuff, even the stuff you didn't get to. They can find it on the website.
You betcha, kenmoreteam.com. And we will be back here again next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.